Good afternoon and thanks for your attendance. Are we correcting? You say because you want to go, ne?
Otherwise, you'll remind us.
We just called upon you to do two things. Sorry? But you want to talk again? She's going to the Giants quickly. No, we called upon to do, we'll wait until she comes, but let me give you what we did. We called upon to finalize the two reports. You'll recall that we've dealt with the report on the Eastern Cape and our report relating to, what do you call the thing, to the set plan workshop. We agreed on many issues except for one on each. On the third plan, it was the question of the mission and the vision, or the vision and the mission. On the other one, it was the question of what do we say as recommendations. These two ladies have been working very hard because we've been editing whatever they bring, we send back. Let me give you the product that we think resonates with what we think you will want to do in terms of our own vision. I'll just read it because I've done some editing and then the corrected typed version will be sent to your pitch notes if you get the gist of what we're saying. We're saying on the vision of the Portfolio Committee on Public Works, we are saying to be responsive to the needs of the people of our country through promoting public participation, processing legislation, and undertaking our oversight responsibility over the Department of Public Works and its entities. Full stop. That's the vision that we're proposing, and so on. In terms of the mission, we say we want to conduct effective oversight and scrutiny of the Department of Public Works and its entities in the implementation of their mandate and to strengthen the regulatory environment within within the built environment. Okay? There's something missing there, but we can put it in. That's more or less the gist of the two issues that I'll come back to it and read it slowly. The second one, in terms of the recommendations, it's in your package. Did you distribute those? Yeah, it's in your packages, I'm sure you've looked into. But it reads as follows. I would want us to deal with the second one first because you've got it in front of you. You don't have it?
Don't have it.
Oh. Give them. They do have.
No.
Give them, please, this one. The draft report of the Eastern Cape. Just give it to members. And then you look into the last page that I will read. I'll just read it so that we are together. But it is the last page of the report that I'm going to read now. The Portfolio Committee on Public Works recommends that this report be adopted as the record of the House. The findings on it must be considered by the Eastern Cape Provincial Department of Public Works. We just put whatever new name they have there. And the National Department of Public Works for improvement on the implementation of the PWP 2 projects. Municipal projects to be monitored and municipalities are encouraged to report on their PWP project and communicate their challenges in writing with the Provincial Department of Public Works. It's an encouragement. I'll tell you what the dynamics are here. But the other one relates to the committee recommends that the Social Protection and Community Development Cluster which comprise of a number of government departments, should take into consideration and cut upon and act upon the situation of the people of Mnumikwe village in Dabakazi, Butterworth. Okay. The second one captures, in fact, we must just change them around. We must just change the order around so that we deal with the plight of the community first. And the other one, you see, the other one is, that's why we're putting it so lightly. It's not just an emphatic thing, because the emphasis on provinces is the responsibility of the NCOP. That is the dynamic that we deal with. So we can't, that's why we're encouraging, we're putting it as a record, you know, we just, and so on and so on. So when we say it must become the record of the House, that means it's a matter that the NCOP will also have to deal with in one way or another. Or we can even put a conferring thing there in terms of, but that's something that we must do anyway, without putting it here. Anyway, those are the matters. If you, so that it's not an easy thing to deal with problems. Let me deal with what the second bullet that I suggest should be the first thing. And then, so that we can agree. The committee recommends that the Social Protection and Community Development Cluster, which comprises of a number of government departments, should take into account, take into consideration and act upon the situation of the people of Mnumikwe village in Ndabagasi, Butterworth. Do we agree with that one?
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay, that one is agreed and adopted. The second recommendation, which is the top one, the Portfolio Committee on Public Works recommends that this report be adopted as the record of the House. The findings of on it must be considered by the Eastern Cape Provincial Department of Public Works and the National Department of Public Works. We can just shorten that by saying by the respective departments of public works, nationally and provincially. We can just do it like that. For improvement, particularly in the implementation of the EPWP project. Okay. The municipal, we must actually put EPWP phase two, and the issue must include the issue of the schools. Yeah. And the program, because that's what we went there for. Projects and the mud schools. Yeah. All right. The municipal projects to be monitored, and municipalities are encouraged to report on their EPWP projects and communicate their challenges in writing with the provincial Department of Public Works. We are trying to play a balancing act here, really. So the gist is that we record this to the House. The findings must be, of the whole report, must be considered by both province and national departments of public works, respectively, and that we must improve on the implementation of the projects, phase two projects, and the eradication of mud schools, okay, in the Eastern Cape, or whatever general. And the other one is about the municipality to be encouraged to do what we have said. Baba Masako.
I don't know. Shouldn't we say we are not saying to be monitored by whom? I'm not sure. Because monitoring someone like to monitor. This is it to be monitored, and you're not sure who's going to monitor.
Why don't you say, if you don't want to take responsibility, just we monitored accordingly.
Accordingly.
You can cheat with it, but if you say accordingly, basically, those who are responsible for checking this must do it.
Yeah.
How about that? Think about it.
Yeah, I think because, isn't it that though public works does it, others like, ministries and so on and other provinces also have a duty to do oversight. So accordingly fight. I'm fighting accordingly. Because it's only employees.
Okay, thanks, Brad.
The question is, why couldn't we use that provincial department of agriculture?
To do what?
To monitor the municipality.
No, where the sentence ends, it gives some sort of sense of that. Listen to this one. Let me just read that. Municipal projects to be monitored accordingly, and municipalities are encouraged to report their EPWP projects and communicate their challenges in writing with the provincial department of public works. Or we can actually make it broad and to communicate their challenges with the respective provincial departments. Because it might not just be public works, it might be...
And others. Public works and others.
Okay. Are we agreeing? Okay. Thank you very much. So this report is what those amendments is adopted accordingly.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Who's moving? Oh, man, no, I'm moving. I want to move in a second, that person.
Before I move, Chair.
For the record, yes, sir.
Chair, it's just grammar here. Municipal projects to be monitored accordingly, and municipalities shouldn't be B instead of R.
Okay, B and yeah.
And municipalities be encouraged to report.
I see Abulelava. Really want that.
I move for that.
Okay. Ah, yeah, well, okay. Master, my English Lungile, there is a move on that manana, a second of Rabutapi, a third here, Wabukaela. Okay. Now, can we come to this one? This one you don't have in front of you. Did you secretary this one? You did? No, not this one. The vision reads as follows. Our vision is to be responsive to the needs of the people of our country through promoting public participation, comma, processing legislation, and undertaking our oversight responsibility over the Department of Public Works and its entities. A mover? This is the adoptive vision. And it is a very question. No, what we are saying is that you recall that we couldn't adopt the workshop report because we wanted to strengthen the vision and the mission. In that report, we had the Parliament vision and mission, which is in line with what we're saying, but we just tweaked it to suit our condition. Now, they are full of food. I know, they are pain. To be responsive to the needs of the people of our country through promoting public participation, comma, processing legislation, and undertaking our oversight responsibility over the Department of Public Works and its entities. Is that not what you want to do? Vumanike. Niavum. Can you move that?
Yeah, move.
Okay. Yeah, second number. Okay, let's do the the mission now. It says, the mission of this portfolio committee is to conduct effective oversight and scrutiny of the Department of Public Works and its entities in the implementation of their mandate and to strengthen the regulatory requirements within the built environment. Sector. You have to put sector. What is the built environment in general? So the sector is the environment part. Okay. Can I read this again? To conduct effective oversight and scrutiny of the Department of Public Works and its entities in the implementation of their mandate and to strengthen the regulatory environment within the built and requirement within the built environment. There's something that's missing here. This one is fine, but there's something that is missing that we want to do. It's as follows. We also said we want to coordinate our work with other committees. You see? To coordinate our work with other stakeholders and so on and so on. But that is what is missing. This one is fine, but there's something missing here. Because we have already started to work with other committees, for instance, and we want to strengthen this part. That's all I want from you. The first one is fine. I'm going to read it for endorsement, but you must give me the second one. Write it down, the second one, about the coordination. Because it's important that we also work closely with the NCOP, other committees, and so on that have got. But the one that we have here is to conduct effective oversight and scrutiny. I deliberately put scrutiny as well, because oversight is broad. The Constitution enjoins us to scrutiny as well. To conduct effective oversight and scrutiny over the Department of Public Works and its entities in the implementation of their mandate. And to strengthen the regulatory and requirements within the built environment. What we are trying to do with the last part is to ensure that this regulatory environment, that requirements that we need, the professional councils, the ICD, BID, CD, whatever, all those, they are all within the built environment. So we want to just strengthen the regulatory requirements there. So that what is missing, we must strengthen. That's basically the two issues that we are trying to capture. But the one part of coordination with other stakeholders is, I merely say to strengthen. Do we have a strengthening here? We have. Now what do we do? Do you agree with the gist of the first one?
Yes.
Okay. Now the third one, what do you have? What do you have
there? Coordination, I think it's the right
word.
Coordination.
But then we need to start in a new sentence now. Yeah. And to further coordinate the what are we trying to coordinate? Huh? No, coordinate. What to coordinate our work? Coordinate our conferring responsibility abilities with relevant stakeholders. Check and the three letters are alright: oversight, and regulation, and coordination. That's all we say. Can I read it now? Is there something missing? Which one is missing? Comrades want to go. So you're Hamada. Oh, you're going to the ladies' club. We are trying to make them unisex here. Let us pepper up. To conduct effective oversight and scrutiny over the Department of Public Works and its entities in the implementation of their mandate. To strengthen the regulatory requirements within the built environment, and to further coordinate,
I think
Coordinate what?
To further coordinate the committees conferring responsibility with relevant stakeholders.
Better. We shouldn't say our, we should say committee. All right. The last environment, we don't put a full stop, we say and, because we put a comma there. Let me read it for the last time. To conduct effective oversight and scrutiny of, over the Department of Public Works and its entities in the implementation of their mandates, comma, to strengthen the regulatory requirement within the built environment and to further coordinate the conferring responsibility the committees conferring responsibilities with relevant stakeholders. The last one, eh? And to, where is it? No, that one is fine. And further coordinate to further coordinate the committees conferring responsibilities with relevant stakeholders.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is
it
for us? Proposed.
Proposed.
Yeah, guy love adoption. Rautapi. And so on. We'll just clean up whatever commas and talking of the teams. Right?
Yeah.
There we are. And you see, I must thank you very much for your time. And members of the ANC, there's something that we must talk about. But next week, is it the 9th?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're meeting with?
The Department of Public Works in the afternoon.
What do we do in the morning? And what do we do in the morning? We don't do anything in the morning.
We're supposed to do it in the morning. But it's not safe
enough. No, the situation was as follows. The Department of Public Works was double booked for Tuesday morning. Ourselves and SCOPA. So they wanted to give us another date, and we said no. Parliament finishes at 3 on Tuesdays, so we can meet them on Tuesday afternoon. In other words, the afternoon committee slot was given to us and approved for us to be the department, because we don't want them to go to Pretoria and come back. That is what informed that decision. So Tuesday morning, there is no meeting for the committee, but we're meeting in the afternoon. We meet there from 3. We might have to arrange transport for those just in case we finish late. So there won't be any rush with the department in that afternoon. But members who want to attend the SCOPA deliberations must feel free to do so on that Tuesday morning. And then on the 12th, we are meeting the entities on Friday. Please just tell your... what is the plural of spouse again? Is it spies? Whatever.
I'm
Hey, you're gonna let's look. But tell your spouses that you're not leaving on Thursday next week. You'll be here on Friday. The reason why we've got to bring back everything else and try and finish with the public hearings and bring everything but forward is because the debate on public works is before we rise, on the 24th. So by the time we come back after the Easter, when everybody is sweating, we'll be having a good time. So let's get it done and finish off. Let me further thank you for your participation and effective presence with the Department of here, Western Cape. We will do that assessment at some other stage. We'll find time just to check the report and discuss it and do an assessment, because it was just really an introductory meeting. We didn't plan to do any oversight. We'll have to plan it as we go on. If you agree, I'm going to invite you to enjoy the water and the cool drink at the back. and the meetings adjourned.
Thanks for the water, Chief. I'm enough.
Yes. The African National Congress.